Something's up with Jack, something's up with Jack. Don't know if we're ever going to get him back. He's all alone up there, locked away inside.
Never says a word.
Hope he hasn't died.
Something's up with Jack. Something's up with Jack.
Christmas time is buzzing in my skull. Will it let me be? I cannot tell. There's so many things I cannot grasp. When I think I've got it, and then it lasts. Through my bony fingers, it does slip. Like a snowflake in the fiery grip. Something here I'm not quite getting. Though I try, I keep forgetting. Like a memory long since passed. Here in an instant, gone in a flash. What does it mean? What does it mean? In these little bric-a-brac, a secret's waiting to be cracked. These dolls and toys confuse me so confound it all. I love it though. Simple objects, nothing more, but something's hidden through a door. Though I do not have the key, something there I cannot see. What does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? I've read these Christmas books so many times. I know the stories and I know the rhymes. I know these Christmas carols all by heart. My skull's so full, it's tearing me apart. As often as I've read them, something's wrong. So hard to put my bony finger on. Or perhaps it's really not as deep as I've been led to think. Am I trying much too hard? Of course, I've been too close to see. The answer's right in front of me. Right in front of me. It's simple, really, very clear. Like music drifting in the air. Invisible, but everywhere. Just because I cannot see it doesn't mean I can't believe it. You know, I think this Christmas thing is not as tricky as it seems. And why should they have all the fun? It should belong to anyone. Not anyone, in fact, but to me. Why, I could build a Christmas tree, and there's no reason I can find I couldn't handle Christmas time. I bet I could improve it too. And that's exactly what I'll do. Yeah! This year, Christmas will be ours!
And that was Blackjack with his song choice.
I think Nani gets to go first this time.
Oh, I do?
Ooh.
Yeah, you do.
It's Mordred!
Like, I love when Blackjack performs, because he totally just, like commits 100% and stuff. So this is really, really fun to hear, because he's like, he's really good at this. I love his like little evil Blackjack voice. So this is really fun to listen to. It was lots of like speakingness and not a lot of singingness. So I mean, like, I can only really base my opinion on like the lines he spoke, I guess. And they were really energetic and really fun. So I liked it a lot.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I really, really like this. Your, like I said earlier, your energy is, like, always awesome, and it's so fun. And I liked your little different voices. I thought this was a really good song for you. The laugh at the end creeped me out. But yeah, I thought this was a really good song for you, and I'm glad you, like, chose this song for yourself.
Okay. I was gonna say something and I forgot what it was. I love the character voices, the different voices in the beginning, and the like the kind of creepy sounding harmonies and stuff. As always, great energy, great emotion. I really do like you on Jack Skellington, because he's got that kind of rhythmic speaky singing mix that you're actually really good with. And this is the one that he posted like a little video clip of him singing in the thread somewhere, and I thought that was really cool to see him and all his crazy energy in action.
Yeah, Yeah.
But yeah.
Dylan, Audrey Golightly, 14,
Peterbound
32,
whatever you're being called.
Whatever your name is. Let's just call him Kesha.
Okay.
I'm okay with that. I think for a finale, contestant choice is so important, and I think you picked a song that perfectly defined why I assume you're in the finale, because you always, it was a great performance. You did amazing with this. You were great with the voices. I think you picked a perfect song for contestant's choice. I think this was a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That laugh at the end was so maniacal and creepy. It was terrifying. In a good way.
People always do creepy laughs on this show, and it always scares me.
Maybe they do it because it scares you.
I hope not.
That would be bad.
I hope they don't try to scare me. But, yeah. So next up is Skywish.
Woo!
And she did Someone's Waiting For You from The Rescuers. I don't know this song.
What? Like, seriously? I remember, like, mixing this, and I was just like, hey, what song is this? And I had no idea. I'm like, who are The Rescuers? And
oh my gosh.
Just Chippendales. And I was just like, wait, no. When did they ever sing this in Chippendale anything?
That's Rescue Rangers, you buffoon.
What? No, so I just remembered exactly which movie it was, like, right now. And I was like, oh, nice. I totally remember this movie. Not enough to remember it, like, while I was mixing it.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So, yeah. Here is Skywish.
Be brave, little one. Make a wish for each sad little tear. Hold your head up, though no one is near. Someone's waiting for you. Don't cry, little one. There'll be a smile where a frown used to be. You'll be part of the love that you see. Someone's waiting for you. Always keep a little prayer in your pocket, and you're sure to see the light. Soon there'll be joy and happiness, and your little world will be bright. Have faith, little one, till your hopes and your wishes come true. You must try to be brave, little one. Someone's waiting to
That was Skywish. I had to think about that for a minute. So, yeah. Your voice is so, so pretty and cute. And I'm just going to keep saying that because it is. I thought this was so, so pretty for your voice. And I thought this was a really good choice for you. I don't think there were nearly as many problems with the nasal as your last song. But I did hear it in a few little parts. But other than that, I thought this was so, so pretty. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, this is just gorgeous. Like, I haven't heard this song in years because I haven't seen this movie in so long. Your backtrack was a little weird to me. It was kind of crackly and icky in places, but, yeah. Your voice is just so pretty, and it was just absolutely beautiful on this, and your emotion was great, and I really can't think of anything else to say. I love it. It was so gorgeous and pretty and beautiful and all those fabulous adjectives. Yeah. So cute.
Oh my gosh.
Dylan. Theater Bound 32, Alterita Lightly 14. Go.
Again, contestant choice, super important. I thought you picked a song that was great for your voice. You sounded amazing on it. I didn't hear any nasal on this one. I love your emotion. I thought this was epic win, Kesha quality.
Oh, wow. You surprised everybody. I thought this was really, really, really lovely. Like, I loved, like, your emotion on it that was, like, really, like, kind of gentle and subtle, and it kind of sounded like, you know, like a grandmother reassuring or something, like, you, that you're gonna be okay. No, in a cute, in a nice way, God. Dylan. But, yeah, like, it was just really...
Guy would have to be, like, the cutest grandmother ever.
Oh, she will
Can
be.
Can we not talk about her like she's an old lady?
I thought this was a really good choice, too, because, like, coming off of the first song that you had where you were really, like, kind of cutesy and, like a happy chipmunk lady and stuff, and then this one where you have, like, a more mature sound that you sound...
She goes from an old lady to a chipmunk
yeah,
lady.
It's an amazing transformation. I love it.
She's like Chris Angel.
Yeah. That other dude is, like, a devil worshiper. I don't
know. She's a were-chipmunk.
Yeah. Goodness.
Yeah, so
sorry. So next up is Genesis with an awesome song. Everybody Wants to Be a Cat from the Aristocats.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello, Kitty.
I had this song stuck in my head the other day and had to go listen to it on YouTube just because it randomly popped into my head. That's how much I love this song.
The only time I've ever heard Genesis on the show is when he was a cat.
Because last episode Dylan was on, he was a cat.
Really?
Well, does he just only do cat songs, or has he done other, like, stuff?
He's done other stuff. I think it's just you.
Maybe.
So yeah. Here is Genesis.
A 1, 2, 3, 4. Do, 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 Everybody wants to be a cat. Because a cat's the only cat who knows where it's at. Everybody's picking up on the feline beat, cause everything else is obsolete. A square with a horn makes you wish you were born every time he plays. But with a square in the act, you can set music back to the caveman days. I've heard some corny birds who try to sing, but still a cat's the only cat who knows how to swing, who wants to dig a longhead gig and stuff like that.
When everybody wants to be a cat. A square with a horn makes you wish you weren't born every time he plays. But with a square in the act, you can set music back to the caveman days. Everybody wants to be a cat, because a cat's the only cat who knows where it's at. A purr between two furry friends may be old hat, but everybody wants to be a cat. But be a cat, whoa, whoa.
Everybody,
whoa, whoa.
Everybody,
whoa, whoa.
Everybody wants to be a cat. Oh, beware of a square when he offers to share his own milk to sip. If it hasn't been tried, I suggest you provide your own catnip. Everybody wants to be a cat, because a cat's the only cat who knows where it's at. When playing jazz, you always has a welcome mat. 'Cause everybody digs a swinging cat.
That was Genesis. But everybody wants to be a cat. And cats are Dylan's favorite animal.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Andre.
Yeah, okay. This was an interesting choice for you. I love that you... And I love you had, like, the ambition to do it a cappella. More a cappella-ness! Because you did Casey Jr. a cappella, too, and I can't talk today. But yeah, he did Casey Jr. a cappella, and so this is more of his a cappella awesomeness, which was really cool and different. But the thing is, this is a really, like, swingy, jazzy song, and... Your main vocal kind of didn't really have as much of that as I thought it should have. Like, I don't know if maybe you kind of lost track of all that with your crazy acapella-ness. But, like, I wish it would have had more of a swingy jazz feel to it, and it kind of lost that. And again, it felt like it was lacking a little bit in energy on the main line. So, yeah. It was really nice and really fun to listen to, but it was just not quite where I thought it should be. Kesha?
Again, I think Contestant's Choice is super important. It was cool that you did something a cappella, but the energy was really low. I feel like you focused so much on the a cappella that you forgot to perform it. And you, I haven't heard this song in a long time, but the song was totally different, right? Like, you changed it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, yeah.
I didn't like what you did with it.
I didn't either, really.
That's all I got.
I'm like,
Johnny. I kind of agree with both so far. Like, it was a really great, like, it was really awesomely arranged and stuff for me. Like, I thought it was a nice take on it, but I thought that, like, basically all around your vocals were lacking any sort of energy. Like, there was a little bit of, like, you know, a lilt here and there in your background vocals, but there wasn't really, like, any, like, kind of, like, fire to them or anything like that, and there wasn't any real swing like Audrey was saying, so it was really cool, but it kind of just fell flat for me.
Yeah, like, you just got, it felt like you just got so involved in the acapella-ness and the rearranging of it that you forgot to perform it, because the vocal was not bad, it just
I
was
just
not
said
performance
that.
Enough. I know you did. I'm just reiterating it. I'm agreeing with you. Gosh.
And I agree with all three. Yay! And I really like the rinky-tinky-tinky part.
Can I just say, when you did the rinky-tinky part, they were, like, fangirling over you and saying they wanted to have your voice children.
Well, there is
actually... And then
actually
they started talking about Jake on air.
Okay.
Followed you out.
It was...
started the Voice Babies JC Club.
Okay, Melling wanted everybody's voice babies at the beginning of this, so don't even... All right, so, on to the last theme. What was that?
The E of excitement for the last theme.
All right, so the last theme is Disney Hallmark, and I can hear Audrey eating her coffee beans.
Chocolate-covered coffee beans. Man, I did not sleep well last night, so I'm tired, and I need something to keep me awake. I'm sorry.
Maybe if you didn't eat chocolate-covered coffee beans at 1:30 in the morning, you'd be able to sleep well.
So yeah, this final theme is Disney Hallmark, and the contestants had to choose a song that they thought... like, one of the first songs they think of when they think of Disney. So first up is Black Jack, and his song he chose was Hakuna Matata.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, we will listen to Black Jack.